Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I am a spirit psychic medium intuitive. I am an RN and all kinds of other initials after my name. But the real wonderful part of my life is being here with you. I am a ham. I'm a turkey. I'm a llama. I'm everything you can put into one because I want to be on with you. I want to hear you. I want to see you. I want to feel you. And that's getting to TMI, but I do love the show and I love to be with all of you. It is a tough couple months. I have been in and out. And so please enjoy when I do put on a live show. Right now, it's going to be a couple times a week, maybe far and few between till the middle of July. But the great news is today I am live, and I have two wonderful psychic mediums, medical intuitives, a mother and daughter that I am so excited to introduce you all to. They are back with unbelievable vigor and a lot of insight for everyone. Please welcome Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand to the house. Hi, Brenda. Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi,
Annabelle. How are you?
I'm so excited. The last time I spoke to you guys, I think, Annabelle, you were not feeling well. And, oh, my gosh, it just seems so, and then I went away. It seems so long ago. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I think I lost the whole month of April, though.
Well, so did we all, Annabelle. You must have started that whole trend. Brenda, what have you been up to? I hear the two of you have been on my neck of the woods. Well, not really Philadelphia, but Pennsylvania.
Yes, we were in Conneaut this past weekend, Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania, staying at a haunted hotel. There was a Paracon / psychic fair, and we did readings there all weekend.
Did you see any ghosts or goblins or anything like that?
Well, I actually did see one. And I heard one. I heard them in our room, so.
Well, Annabelle, you were sound asleep when I talked to Beta, so you must not have been bothered by them too much.
I just turn it off.
Well, what were they saying to you? I'm so excited for you guys. That, you know, I'm really excited that you do this. I would have loved to have been there.
Oh, it's a beautiful hotel. And they're getting it all. I guess the amusement park's going to come to life again. And it's a beautiful place. But Brenda,
hey, Mom,
tell them. Yeah?
Zach just called. You want to tell Dad? Sorry, family stuff here. Got to get that.
That's okay. We have that here, too.
Excuse me just a minute. Tell him about the guy that you saw, Brenda.
I was standing in the, you know, this hotel was built, I don't know, probably 1800s maybe, the front part of the hotel. There's been, like, additions on, I think the last one was probably in the 20s or 30s, maybe 40s, I don't know. But, I was standing in the foyer as you walk in the door, and I saw someone walking up the steps, and there was, like, no one there. But I saw him, like, full apparition, you know. And then Then I had earplugs in the room because everybody was saying, you know, every room in the place, there's something going on there. They do ghost hunts there all night long and stuff. So I kept hearing all this noise. I thought it was in the hallway, and I had my earplugs in, and I pulled my earplugs out, and there was like, I mean, it sounded like a party was going on right in between Mom's and my bed, you know? And I took my earplugs out. It was just dead quiet in the whole place. So they must have been partying, watching us sleep or something.
Oh, I hope you had your pajamas on because, you know, that could have been a real trip.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the party was all about, girls. You ought to take a pregnancy test because you just never know. But what is the name of the hotel, Brenda and Annabelle? What's the name of it?
Conneaut Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Conneaut Hotel. How close is it to Philadelphia? Not, I mean, because I was raised in Philly.
It's pretty far.
It's pretty far. It's on this end of.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like west. Yeah.
Like around Erie. You know where Erie,
okay,
Pennsylvania is?
Yes, yeah. I do know where Erie, Pennsylvania is. You know, I'm really excited because I don't have the details, but I was telling you that Mike is putting on a witch's ball in Kentucky in October, and he wants vendors and people reading and all that, and I thought that would be so much fun. I've never been to one, but I heard they're up. So, you know, we're all thinking, Susan's thinking of flying in for that one. So I think you guys, it's pretty close to you. So I think
Is that in Covington?
Yeah, I think he says it's at the Radisson in Kentucky, but it's got to be close to your border because he's in, you know, he's in Ohio. So I don't think he said it's like, he's like about 40 minutes from the Kentucky border. So it's somewhere in Kentucky, which has to be on that border.
Well, I used to work fairs down there, and right across from Cincinnati is Covington, and it's just like across the bridge. And
yeah,
there used to be fairs. Yeah, I used to work those down there.
Are you close to where I'm going to be in Louisville?
Kentucky?
Yeah.
No.
Not that close. Closer than Florida. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, we're like
about 3.5 hours from Cincinnati.
Okay, so you're that way. Okay, well, I got to get Mike to tell you all the information because I think they have 400 people that they can hold 400 people, and they're hoping to get close to that, and they have reading rooms, and they're going to have vendors and things. So I will send you the information because Susan was thinking of flying in. She said she'd love to get dressed for a witch's ball. I said, as long as you don't cast any nasty spells on me, I'm good. You know what? Before we get to the phone lines and everyone, I'm just really enjoying speaking to Brenda and Annabelle because I haven't talked to them for a while. You know, Susan, she's going to listen to this because she's in Hawaii. She's had a terrible time. Somebody's suing her. Did you hear that, Annabelle?
No.
Yes, yeah. You did. I told you.
Somebody's suing him and named her in the suit. So, you know, and so everything has just been, you know, I kept hearing business as usual because I think there's something very wrong with the guy's, the son's license. But he hired a lawyer and he's representing Susan too. So I told Susan I would ask, and I'm going to start with that one, to ask what you see. And also, she hasn't sold one thing since this all had started, and I probably know why. But she wants to hear you, Annabelle. Tell her what is going on and why did this happen?
Good question.
Got any answer for her?
I do think that there... well, it's really complicated. Okay. I'm feeling like whatever this guy is suing for... Okay, there is one little bit of truth to it, but there's not enough truth to it that they can't win because it's like something, I'm wondering, it's like something he did, something, there's something around it that's not right, but there is a little bit of truth to it. But I just feel that it isn't enough to for them to lose a lawsuit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you're feeling, or maybe this is it. But he said that the guy gave him exclusive rights to sell the machine, and he said he didn't. But if you listen to the emails back and forth, he said, well, I'll give you exclusive rights if you tell me what you'll give me. So there was no anything that the guy was going to give him, so why would you give exclusive rights? And he said that he has an email saying that he would give him exclusive rights. So maybe what you're feeling is that little glitch.
That could be, but there was no contract?
No.
Oh, my, just a handshake?
not a good way to go into business. That was just an email by this guy, and I think it was to trap him because the guy did it to three other businesses, and they folded. So this guy's saying he's not going to fold. He's not going to give him. He's asking for $25,000. So I could tell you that it's. I feel like you know, Mike, the guy who's running the machines, is going to. He hired a really supposedly savvy attorney. And, you know, they're going to represent Susan, too. They're trying to get Susan thrown out of the case because she has nothing to do with the manufacturing. And that's what she's going to get.
Well, and wouldn't Susan's just be hearsay?
Well, what he's suing Susan for is having the machines up on her website because he wants them taken down. I told Susan, don't do you dare take them down because you didn't manufacture them. So,
well,
Susan,
not, no, she shouldn't take them down because she is selling them rightfully for someone else.
Yes. Yeah.
So she doesn't have to take them down, only if the attorney would tell her that, and that's not going to happen.
Right. That's what I said. Okay, so she can
What are you getting, Brenda?
I just get that she's going to land on her feet.
She better, because she's our relative. You know what I mean? If she doesn't, we're going to
yeah.
have to go get somebody. So, you know, we don't want to do that.
No, I mean, she'll come out okay. I feel like they're going to move. I just see, like, an erasing her name off of the thing.
So do I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to love you for that, because that's what really, you know, Susan, she worries. She's a Libra. So she worries about all of that. But I would love, would you like to say anything? Because you haven't been on the show for a while. Is there anything you want to say or anybody you would like to say anything to before I go to the phone line?
Well, thanks to you for having us on. I appreciate it. And
oh,
we're happy
gosh.
To
be back. You don't have to, oh, don't ever say that. I love having you guys. It's been such a weird summer. I'm sure you could feel it. In fact, one of my healers called Robert, and he called and he said, Bonnie, something's going on with you. You've got so many hooks in your third eye I need to remove. I said, you know what? I not only have hooks in my third eye, I have hooks in my heart. So, yeah, could you please remove them all? So it's been a rough couple months and probably will still be a rough couple months until, you know, some things are settled here. You know, kids, Brenda. You know, it's all about that. So that's what is going on in my world. Now let's see
has
what's
she
going
moved?
On.
Has she
I'm
moved
sorry?
Yet?
No. Lauren's back home, and she goes to Kentucky in the 24th of June, which, let me tell you, will not come fast enough if this continues. So, I you know, she went and had her nose, you know, fixed, and she hates it. And it is.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'm flying her back to the doctor on Monday. She swears she looks, you know, terrible. It's bad nose. Da, 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 da. Why didn't I tell her that? Well, I kind of did tell her don't go second, but her nose is beautiful. I don't know what she's talking about, but you know what? I mean, I'm beside myself in this whole arena because I don't think it's enough time. It's only 3 weeks after this, and, you know, swelling, what happens with swelling. So I am flying her back on Monday, and I'm only hoping, you know, that things get resolved. Otherwise, she's going to drive me and everyone else crazy. Did you hear that, Jerry? Jerry's in chat. So what are you thinking up on that one, Jerry?
Well,
go ahead.
I got to read what I got, a card that I pulled for you when you were talking before. A new beginning.
Yes.
You're at the beginning of a wonderful journey. There's no need to have any fear as guardian angels walk beside you every step of the way. You have unique gifts to offer the world. If you will just free yourself from that which holds you back, new opportunities will present themselves if you truly believe.
Oh, I love that, Annabelle, and I am going to unhook all these hooks from myself, and then I'm going to be okay to move forward.
There you go.
Well, and you know, I pulled one for you too before, and it's
you must
from
have
the
guys felt so bad for me.
No, it's from the Goddess Guidance Oracle deck. It's the Doreen Virtue deck, and it's Unak is the name. It says, "Easy does it. There is no need to hurry or force things to happen. Everything is occurring in perfect timing."
Oh, that I love too, Brenda, because that goes with what Annabelle has put forth, and I love that forward, and I love that. And like
well,
I said,
here's,
go ahead.
Yeah, here's another one with a deck that I just got. It's called Namaste. The blessing of a door closing. One moment nothing is happening, then everything seems to happen at once. A door soon closes, but before you know it, another opens. You walk through into a bright new life, one in which you can be who you truly are.
Oh, I love that because I'm a light beam. I'm a light beam fairy that wants to be in total spirit, wants spirit all around. So that's what I need to be walking through that door. You know what I mean?
Hey,
maybe not.
Hey, Brenda, she needs to meet the fairy lady from the fairs, huh?
Oh, my gosh, you would love her, Bonnie.
Oh, my gosh, she would.
She looks
Bonnie,
like a fairy.
You,
really?
Oh my gosh. She does fairy readings. She has written fairy books.
Oh,
she is
my.
Just and such a little tiny little thing, but she dresses
oh.
like a fairy.
I love that. Well, she has my, you know what? Two people took my job, the Long Island medium and now this fairy lady. I just can't catch a break. Honest to God, I can't. But I would love to meet her. That sounds absolutely wonderful. You know, I got to tell you, and I don't know if you heard it, Annabelle. You might have been one, you know, you weren't feeling well. I had two authors on. One guy last week, I don't know, Brenda, if you heard him. He's a PhD archaeologist and master's in anthropology, and he's written, like, he's been on the Discovery Channel, Larry King Live, and he's writing and doing movies. He's done, like, all the Discovery digs that you see. I was shocked when I had him on. I thought, where do I know him from? It's from the Discovery Channel. So go back in and listen. Yeah, go back in and listen. Well,
what was his name?
His name was Thomas Carey. He wrote the book. I mean, this is now his millionth book on it's the Children of Roswell, and he says the real area staging 51 was in Ohio. Okay, so if you
really,
yes, read the book, and he knows. I said, bottom line, how many alien or how many space people came? And why did the government, what did they do with them? He said 5 came, 4 died, 1 knew, and they used him. And then I got really upset about it, and he said, Bonnie, this was in 1947. We were just out of a bad war. I mean, go listen to it, because it's really, he's doing another dig around not Roswell where they said they were, but it's a very interesting. I mean, and then I had another guy. You gotta keep up with the shows, guys. But you know this one, you gotta go listen to because he was amazing. So, we gotta get to the phone lines and then we can chat soon. But you know, I gotta tell you, do you feel anything before I ask about Lauren's nose? And then you don't know, my son was blackmailed. I mean, it's been a heck of a month, honey. So, you know, do you feel like going to the doctor on Monday will be the right thing for her to do, guys?
I think she ought to wait till the swelling goes down.
That's what I feel, she should wait, but you're not gonna be able to make her wait.
That's right. Annabelle, you got it pegged. I have tried. So maybe this will allay her fears when she goes. You know, what can I say? But anyway, let's see what happens, and I'll let you know. I'm going to get to 814 if you girls are. You know, we've talked about, well, you know what, before we do that, you know, we talked about color and what they mean to people. What's your favorite, do you do color? Like when, you know, we were asking people their favorite color, and when they told us, we gave them a reading on their color. What's your favorite color, Brenda? Just out of curiosity.
It's like peach color, like a real light peach.
What's the combination of peach, orange and red? Because it's a combination. Or is it red and white? Red and yellow equals peach, I think. Or orange and yellow. What is it?
It'd probably be...
Because peach, and I'm not going to give you a reading on it, but peach is about two different colors blending. So for me, that's always about blending. Blending your work, blending your family, blending everything to be peaceful. So that's what that color would mean to me for you. Okay, Annabelle,
okay.
What's your favorite?
Burgundy. Burgundy or purple. I like purple.
Well, you know, deep purple is all about the crown chakra, and it's all about spirituality. I don't need to say what you are, because you are unbelievably gifted, and you work from your crown chakra. So that would be why your favorite color was purple. Also, purple represents Metatron, and Metatron is next to God. So I love that. So I gave you guys something back, I hope.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Now, 814, you've been waiting for the girlies. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Brenda and Annabelle. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard. That's so funny you called in with the girls today. I haven't heard from you. What's going on, Amy?
Oh, well, a lot of stuff. I'm still working at the same job, but that isn't what I'm calling about. It's a relationship question, so it's been pretty hectic for me.
Well, I'll tell you, Amy, I'm going to hand you to Annabelle and Brenda because I'm coughing right now. You don't want to hear me.
Okay.
Well, I kind of feel, Amy, that as hard as it would be, you need to back away from the relationship for a little bit.
Okay.
I just feel like I just want you to, it's like I see you both standing there and I just want you to turn around and walk away. So I just feel you need to back away for a little bit. What do you feel, Brenda?
Well, I feel kind of the same way. I was going to say I saw you guys standing like apart, not together, like facing each other, and almost like there's a line drawn, like you would draw a line in the sand. There's like a line drawn between you guys. So it's like, either you're not wanting to cross the line, he's not wanting to, but I don't know that I feel real positive about the relationship right now.
Okay.
Is this somebody you're seeing, Amy, or is this somebody you're attached to?
I was.
Okay,
so
good. Well,
I didn't know if we would get back together or not.
Well, I just feel like I don't want you to try to get in touch with him, you know, just you've got to just back away, because anything that you would do, okay, to try to bring him back is going to drive him further away. So
okay.
I just want to say you've just got to back away. And if you don't get in touch with him, don't answer text, don't answer phone, don't answer anything. Let him wonder what you're doing, and then
okay.
It could be that he'd come back quicker.
And then,
okay.
Amy, I pulled a card for you out of this goddess deck. It's the Butterfly Maiden, and it's transformation. You are experiencing enormous change right now, which brings great blessings. So you're not seeing it as a blessing right now, but in the long run it will be.
I love that. I love that for you, Amy. Is there any other questions? You know how I felt about your work. I think there's work for you to do. I think there's lessons
no,
there.
No, not about work. It was just about him. So you're saying to just let him wander. Don't. That's what I
don't get. Don't get in touch with him.
Yeah, don't.
Because
okay.
anything that you do now, Amy, could drive him further away.
Do you see
are
him
you just,
coming
he
back
just needs,
to me?
He possibly could, but if you keep after him, no, he won't.
Okay.
Do you
but
want
if
him
you
to
back,
come back
away.
Do you want him to
okay.
come back, Amy?
Of course she does.
I know. I was asking it rhetorically.
I
but
do. And you know what? We work together. That's the bad part about it. And he's just doing stupid stuff like driving past where he doesn't have to, where I walk out from work. And it's like you can go a different way. He can go a different way when he pulls out. He doesn't have to drive where my parking lot is because he parks in a different area. I just feel like he's doing stuff on purpose.
He is. But mm-hmm. if you ignore him and don't pay any attention to him, or if you would meet face to face, I would just say, hi, how are you? And I'd walk right past. I wouldn't say another thing. Because if you pull away, that's going to make him curious.
Okay.
He was too sure he had you.
You're exactly
you,
right.
You wore your heart on your sleeve. Don't do it anymore. And it looks like you can get him back.
Okay. Well,
but
if you do what
you
exactly said to do.
What did
Pardon
you say?
Me?
I was going to do exactly what you said to do about
there, you're,
hi,
you're
how
doing.
Are you? Keep going.
That's it. You do that, he's going to be so curious, he's going to be scared to death you have somebody else. Right now, he thinks he's got you on the shelf. He can pick you off whenever he wants you. And if you show him that's not going to happen, that's going to change his attitude. And I
and
do
you
have
know,
to
I'd
add
skip them off that shelf too, because I don't like anybody that's on a shelf.
Well, I just kind of feel meanwhile too, you could meet somebody else. So.
Yeah.
And then it's whatever you want.
Well, I was going to say I saw another guy in the does the guy you're with now have dark hair?
Yes.
Uh-huh. There was another guy waiting there. He's got kind of darker brown, not like dark brown, but a lighter brown color hair.
Okay.
I love that for you, Amy. I'm all about choices. I wish I had some. Because I've been married for a long time. Just choices in general. I love that for you, Amy. I mean, that should make your day.
It does.
Good.
Okay,
I am so
thank
glad.
You. It makes me feel better.
Well, and ask your angels to talk to his angels. And if you guys are supposed to be together, nothing's going to stop it.
That's right.
Okay.
But be open, Amy, because it's like I said, I feel like what Brenda said and Annabelle said as choices, you might surprise yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So let us know what happens, because we always love you, Amy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Namaste. You know what? I have to tell you guys something. This is the craziest thing before I pick up 415, who I know is just going, she has to talk again. I have to tell you this. So I put on a healer. I think you heard him, Brenda, Robert Pace. Really great guy and healer. And do you know Susan and Mary knew him? He works with Mary. Is that crazy?
Really?
But there was a reason I wanted to tell you, because it was something about Amy that I wanted to tell you, and I guess, I don't know, that flew out of my mind. But he, isn't that like crazy how it's such a small world?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So I'm just shocked. Anyway, I am going to go to 415. You on with the girls. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Not the greatest. It's a high energy day in not a positive way. And that's what I'm calling about. I thought the situation was getting better, at least for the time being, with temporarily staying at my parents' place, but I am going to have to move right away. So I'm looking for apartments right now, and just any guidance you can share, because I'm on the lower side of budget, and I don't have consistent money. Well, I haven't had any money come in from my career sector for quite some time. So just anything that you could help. I mean, I was wanting to stay here until things got sorted, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Okay. This is like a three prong thing, and that's fine. We need to break it down into three prongs. What are you seeing, Annabelle and Brenda? Cause you can take it, you can break it down. First, I think is like, why you have to leave, two is where you go, and three is what's going on with your career. So go for it, Annabelle.
Well, yeah, she has to move because they're clashing. I just wish that you could borrow some money, you know, to get you started, but I don't feel that there's anybody there that's going to loan you the money right now.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know you're not going to go to... like a YWCA or something like that. I know that's not going to happen. I almost want to get look for a month-to-month rental, okay? That can give you some time to make some money that you can get what you want, but it'll get you out of the house. But you can't go in and you don't have enough money to pay for the deposit and the first month. But
right.
if you could get like a month to month and have a deposit on it and just pay monthly, it'll give you some time, because that's what you need is time to make some money.
Yeah. I think that I'm under pressure to take care of this. It just seemed like I was able to energetically like smooth things out with them. And even the arrangement we made for me to look for like a quote regular job, it now seems like again we're clashing over that of like how that should be done, and there's just no reasoning on that side. So
have you talked to your friends?
I don't have any right now, so
okay.
I've been trying to work on my career. So,
what do you do?
Well, I'm a healer, but at this point, I was open to what they wanted me to do, was to get a regular job, which I started applying for regular jobs. But now they're on my case about they don't like how I'm doing it, or I was always doing it the last 2 years that I've been living here, but they were not believing that I was not having any success or whatever the story was.
Are these your parents?
Yes, they are. Yep, I moved up north. I was living in Florida, moved back up north.
You know, Annabelle,
what?
You know, what I first saw, and that would be almost too much money, but you know what I thought is maybe like, you know, when you were doing month to month, you know, you can, my friend down here is looking for a roommate because they, and my girl here, she invests in houses and then she puts people into the different rooms. There might be a house with two people, and so it's not like renting an apartment, although she runs it. They're beautiful homes. So you almost you can rent a room in a house versus renting the whole place.
I have a suggestion. If they could meet each other and she really liked Jessica, then she could give her the money to get back down to Florida and give her the first month's rent, and she could pay her back as soon as she gets settled.
Yeah, if she's my girl, I will see her. I've got to call her. She actually has my home, you know, and she buys up homes and puts people in them. So she's pretty strict about that. Like, she wouldn't let Ron Cole in unless he met with her. So, and I know that it was pretty reasonable because Ron could afford it, and they're beautiful homes. So that's something like, Jessica, I don't know if you, you know, are thinking about that, but maybe in your area, I don't know, or in Florida, I can give you her name, but you'd have to come up. I mean, I can't tell you on air what it is because you'd have to talk to her. And I don't know what you can afford, but it's certainly better than going with an apartment that you have to sign all the stuff for and you're responsible for.
Well,
I was looking for a room. I am looking now for a month to month and just a room, but
you want to move back down to Florida though, don't you?
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks. I like being up here a lot.
Where are you at?
In New Jersey. I'm right outside New York.
Oh, okay.
The city.
Okay.
Well, no wonder you love it.
Why do I get a draw for you in California?
Well, because I'm transitioning into TV, and so I keep feeling a call out there also that's a possibility that if something, you know, I would move out there. Basically.
I mean, I thought you were already there because I can see you there.
Wow.
Maybe that's why you're not
finding
a place, because that's going to happen and you'd have to move right away.
Well,
right.
That's what I've been, I keep feeling like, I kept on feeling that something was going to happen with my career that I was going to move, relocate. So it was, you know, I was clearing karma and taking care of like relationship stuff with my family, and I was working really hard to, you know, build up my career up here. But now, you know, things seem to smooth out, but now they're erupted again. And now it looks like I can't wait until I get the opportunity. And that spirit just wants me to move first before the career. Because it almost feels like this is screwing with my career or my ability to get any kind of job, because I don't know.
Well, it's just that being under the stress that you're under, you know, right now, it's almost like you've got to get out of there, you know, so you can think straight.
But right, and I've gone through this before.
I think Brenda's right, because it's just like that's where you're going to end up.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend. This is crazy. Not friends all over, I guess. I have friends that just moved their kids out to L.A. because what he does is he edits, and they said he couldn't even get a job. They wouldn't even consider him until he moved out there. And everything's so expensive. So you could probably, you know, go and actually, you know, they found a little tiny place, but maybe you got to look a little outside and see if you can rent a room somewhere, because it is not cheap to move out to California, but it might be worth it to get your, you know, because that might be, like Brenda said, where your chi is. And I don't use the word chi often, so, I mean, you really should
think
about
that.
Well,
I don't think she'd want to move without a job there.
I know, but I don't, you know, but it's so many people, if it's in the industry that, you know, I know that they told, you know, Brenda, he graduated from the same school your daughter graduated from, and they told him, I mean, that he needed to be out there looking actively, and they weren't going to give him anything until he did, and so he did. He moved out there, he just moved about a week or two ago, and he's had about 4 interviews, but when he told them he was living in Florida and that he'd move out there, they didn't even interview him.
Well, that's what Sarah's been saying to me too, is she can't interview or get a job until she's out there.
Yeah. So maybe that's
truth in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe you gotta all bind together, find some people in the industry that might all wanna share like a 3-bedroom or, you know, something that's already out there that's looking to also share expenses. So it's something you could look into.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I don't even feel like, well, first off, I don't feel like I'm really like New York as well, so I don't feel like a super strong call to California, like I know for sure, but I have enough anxiety about going out on my own here and teaming up with people, plus I don't even feel like I have the time anymore to sort of dilly-dally looking for roommates or looking, I mean...
Well, you have to do something. Like what I'm feeling is you have to do something. So if you have to do something, I think, and I'm going to ask Annabelle real quick after I say this, is you have 2 choices. Either you make it work till you can't make it work still, which is what you're telling us, or you've got to move somewhere quickly, which means getting involved and trying to find a room, which involves roommates, people who own things that you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
you don't really have any other
choice.
That's
what I'm doing, that second one, I'm looking for a place right away.
Well, I think you were looking pretty hard for a place to leave, because I can feel you, and I feel panicky that I just have to get out of here. I just have to get out of here. And so I can feel what you're going through. Just get silent and ask your angels to direct you to the perfect place for you monthly. Tell them exactly what you want, and then just say thank you and let it go, and you'll see how fast it happens.
I mean, that was the problem that I think that has taken me so long to find a place, because exactly what I wanted was living in New York City by myself, you know, right by the Central Park. And then it was like, well, no, you can't do that. Go live with a roommate in the city. And so now I feel like I'm looking in New Jersey, which maybe that's even me, you know, I get confused about what to ask for, because if I really want to ask for something, I want to live by myself, but that seems like inconceivable at this point. And then I think, okay, well, do I ask for New York City with a roommate, or do I ask for, because it's the same prices, it's just a matter of,
Ask for what you want.
Yeah.
Ask for what you want.
And I want to live in New York City by myself.
Then put that out there.
Ask for that. And then if it so happens you do have to have a roommate for a short period of time till you're financially secure, then you can have your own place, but you'll already be in the place you want to be. But ask for exactly what you want.
I pulled a card for you, and it's blossoming. You are just getting started, so have patience with yourself and the process, and do not give up.
Yeah. I love that card.
So as far as with the asking for what I want, do I then look on Craigslist for... I can't look for an apartment by myself because it's too high. So it seems to contradict if I'm then looking for a roommate on Craigslist. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think putting anything out there is contradictory. I think that you could put it out there, but I think spirit will bring you what, just because you want something right away doesn't mean that's what was written in your game plan to come here. So I think that when you do, isn't that what you feel, Annabelle? But I always feel if you put out what you want, what you want and what you get, you're going to get what you want, but it might be not in the picture that you see it. There's the movie Under the Tuscan Sun. Watch
I love
the movie.
That movie.
Yeah. And so not everything looks like what it doesn't mean you don't get what you want, but it might not be in the same picture that you want it in. Does that in the end you're going to get what you want. But it might not look like, I don't know why they keep saying this, and I'm like being told 600 times to tell you, might not be in the picture that you see it in. So I that's what I'm picking up, and I do have to, you know, move on, but I don't feel that you're not going to get what you want. Like I said, the girls are saying, it just might not look like what you think in the beginning, but it's actually what you want in the end. Does that make sense to you?
Well, we have to ask for what we want.
Yeah.
You know, what we really desire, we have to ask for that. And sometimes it will come disguised, okay?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Like if you can't afford the rent right now, there might be another place close to where you want, but you keep working at it, and then you get exactly what you want because it's like it's divinely led.
Yeah. It's just like stepping stones. Like you might have to take a baby step in order to take the giant step to where you want to be. So like what Mom said with going to that one apartment, you never know, you get into that apartment building, there might be the perfect apartment on the top floor open up for you. When you can afford it.
Yeah. So I know
I guess just have faith and know that everything is in its perfect time and perfect place, and it will come to you when you're ready for it.
Yeah. You're a healer. You already know what we're saying. It's just putting it into it because it's so quick. You have to make such quick decisions. It's not easy to swallow, and that's what I'm feeling from you. So,
yeah, I mean, I've manifested like a million times, and then I think, well, how would you do it here? And it's like I've been having my vision focused for 2 years on how I want to live, and I've looked at apartments, and I know exactly where I want to live, and now I feel sort of a lot of pressure that it's like, you know, it's not like I'm wandering around. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not wandering around New York City looking at places right now because I'm in New Jersey behind my computer looking at Craigslist. You know, it's a different.
Well, I don't think that's, I mean, you're thinking one's apples and one's oranges. You're looking for a place to live temporarily until your expectation of what you want that you've put out to manifest actually comes. Just because there's a stepping stone in between doesn't mean that you failed to put out your what you want to manifest. It just means sometimes there's an extra step in doing that. I know exactly that. And so you've got to understand that just because you're looking on Craigslist doesn't mean that you've not accomplished or are going to accomplish what you want in the end. And that's kind of that movie, Under the Tuscan Sun.
I just want you, when you sit down at the computer to look at Craigslist, say a little prayer and ask the angels to guide you to the right place now.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow, now. And then say thank you. And it works.
Yeah. I have to move on, but go ahead. I have to move on, but you've got a couple seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. How do I decide as far as if I'm looking for a roommate in New York City or New Jersey? I mean, I'm looking both, but
ask
my feeling is you might have to move out just to get out of where you are to New Jersey. Then you're going to have to look again for New York, because New York right now financially is out of reach.
Well,
it's exactly where you want to be.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So take a look around you, and then move. The next one will be the move to where you need to be. You need to be safe right now, and you need to be able to take the stress off you. So wherever that might be, even if it's, you know, a mile from where you are, you need to do it and what you can afford. And then once you're there, it'll be easier to start working on your career, working on what you want, because the pressure will be off you. Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you for the encouragement.
Call us and let us know. We love you, and please let us know how you're doing. Okay, good luck.
Thank you very much. All right,
you're
bye-bye.
You're welcome. And I also wanted to say to her not to stop the flow. Like, when you put something out there, don't stop the flow by saying, but this isn't what I want right now. Don't stop the flow. Trust and know that you're on the right plan.
Absolutely. And she's a healer, so I feel like she knows this, but it's tough when you are healing yourself. Okay, 301, unless I, 301, did I call on you already? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you got in. Hi.
Yay, thanks for taking
Yay.
My call.
Yay. Who are we speaking to?
You're talking to Matt.
Hi, Matt. How
Hello.
Are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Okay.
We're wonderful, kind of. So tell us how we can help you.
Well, I kind of relate to the last caller in that I need to get clarity about transitioning into a career that I'm really passionate about and is aligned with my higher path and my purpose. And I'm looking at, you know, I have so many interests and there's so many directions I could go in, and I'm not really sure which one to really run with. And I'm wondering what Spirit has to say about making the best choice in terms of really committing to a meaningful career path.
What would you do for nothing? That's a good question to ask yourself. What do you
love?
Pardon me?
Sorry, I just said I love that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just like, what do you love that much that you would do it for nothing? That's your career.
Just that simple.
It's that simple.
Tell us. Well, first of all, I'm too curious. I'm like a detective. So whereas I'm sure Annabelle will leave it that way because she has faith also, I'm going to dig and say, what do you do? What would you want to do for nothing? What can you do for nothing? Or what would you do for nothing? Because I'm curious. Aren't you curious, Annabelle?
Yeah.
Not really.
I knew that, but I am.
Yeah. It's just like, I just want to help him. All he has to do is think about that. And he's going to know, one, two, okay, I'd do this number one. I would do this two, and I would do this three. So then if one doesn't work out, he goes to two. If that doesn't work out, he goes to three. But that's three things he'd love to do.
All right. Well, I'm curious.
Oh, wow.
What do you do and what would you do?
Well, I actually haven't been working in quite a while, and I need to move out of where I am and find, you know, I'm in my early 30s, and I have never really had a career. And I have a lot that I'm passionate about, but I'm feeling like I'm ready to really dive into something. And I love when you ask that question, the first thing, I'm a singer, that really comes up strong. I love the art. I love to perform, but great. I don't really do it a lot. That's a huge passion of mine, but I also love the intuitive arts. I've thought about pursuing that. I love spiritual teaching, you know, working with oracle cards, tarot readings. Any form of like spiritual counseling, I would say.
When Mom was saying number one, number two, or number three, I was going to say go with two. Whatever two is.
What's number two?
Two would be intuitive. One thing you can rely on is always singing part-time. That would balance your life. But what is going to bring in what you need? What's going to bring in what you need to live on? And then I'd always do the singing part-time, because you can either get with a band that is booked around, or you could just, you know, go sing yourself, you know, just
you
promote yourself.
Yeah.
You can
Yes,
I sing. I sing. Do you want me to sing to you?
I didn't know that you sang.
Yes, well, I have to tell you
that's
something.
That's debatable.
Now, Annabelle, you're getting uppity here. I am going to sing just a little something, and then you can tell me if I sing, but I have some news for you, too, because I'm seeing something for your career. It's not going to be a total career, but it might be something that'll bring in some money for you. You might not like what I'm going to say, but I am going to tell you. But here I'm going to sing to you. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high,
like
a in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Oh, I wonder what you are. Okay, Spirit told me to do that, so I had to.
I gotta say, I love you, but let's let the singing to Matt, okay?
Can you sing better, okay? Matt, can you sing better than that?
I
hope so.
I
if
don't
he's singing
put you
for
down,
a crowd.
But I would say yes.
Okay, well, I will tell you if you need a backup, I'm always available. Now,
oh, thank you.
You're welcome, because you have a beautiful voice. There is a few things that they're showing me, and I wonder, guys, if you see it. First of all, you could really be a voice in. Did you ever think about doing that?
Now, do you mean like on the radio, like voiceover work?
A voiceover, yeah.
Voiceover, meaning that.
Someone has said that to me before. Like, you could do voiceover. I've thought about it, but I sort of gave up on the idea. But I think you're right.
The other thing I see, and my girl who reads here, well, she's a famous author. She writes all kinds of romance novels, like 1600 Rita. She said that there is a demand, a big demand, and they pay real well for audiobooks, and they need a certain voice. So she said that if anybody that I ever felt, because she writes them, they love people who have certain distinct voices for audiobooks. You could do metaphysical audiobooks.
Alex.
Yeah.
Give me that
Matt,
name, please, for Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, I just think that would bore you. So I want to say I want to get something else behind your name so people would want to come and hear you teach, okay? You may want to write a book, and you could sell the books when you're doing the teaching. But I want you to go in the metaphysical, into the intuitive stuff, and you could start teaching. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead.
No, what part of the country are you in, Matt?
I'm actually in Maryland, but I'm probably going to move to Colorado very soon.
Well, I was going to say, when you were talking about the intuitive arts, I was hearing Lilydale, and you're not that far from Lilydale. You may want to go look into taking some, getting certified with them.
Oh, I would love to go to Lilydale, yeah.
And, you know,
why don't you get on the internet and find out who's going to be there and what they teach and see what you're interested in and then go and check it out.
You're right, I should. And when you say letters behind my name, do you mean like going back to school to get another degree or something?
Or just from Lilydale. That's all you'd need. When Brenda said Lilydale, that's where you can get behind your name, because say you have a beautiful voice, you could be a hypnotherapist, okay? You could have that behind your name.
Past life regressionist.
Yeah.
You could start a new trend and be the singing psychic.
I love that. No, that's another one that took my job. I don't need any more people taking my job, thank you. I don't mind sharing.
You would have people having home party plans like crazy.
that's
singing
a great
psychic
idea.
I love it,
you.
Brenda.
Yeah, I mean,
I know. I think it's great.
Do you think that I have, another thing that I've had this idea of pursuing, doing readings and or pursuing something in the intuitive arts for a while, but insecurity about my abilities has really held me back. I mean, do you think that's something I could really viably do and be good at, and people will actually want what I have to offer? Because I think a big fear of mine is, well, am I good enough to do that work?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brenda had the same thing probably. Well, she's just getting up there so fast, I can't believe it. she did a reading for what was it, eight people, Brenda?
Eight people. Mm-hmm.
Eight people. She did a reading sitting with eight people. And for her to think like 8 months ago that she would have ever been able to do that, but her confidence has grown because she keeps getting confirmations. And that's all you need is the people to say, gee, it happened exactly the way you said it was.
Yeah.
But what
yeah.
you need to do is get in on psychic fairs. That's the best way to get your name out there. Find out who's doing psychic fairs in your area, and then just start working all of them. When you're a reader, you don't have to pay for the table.
You know, that's one thing that's kind of helped me too, is by going to the fairs, and then, you know, through word of mouth, people just keep, you know, coming back. Or like over the weekend, I was reading for whole families. I mean, one person would come, then the next person would come, and then, you know,
So
it was kind of like that. So that kind of helps to know that you're getting, you know, you're receiving the right information, and that kind of helps to boost your confidence.
Huh.
Like
yeah.
Mom said, by hearing that you're hitting the mark, you know.
But I have to tell.
I totally know what you mean.
I have to tell you what I heard is charity events. So, like, I know that the girl who was on chatting with me yesterday, Info 77, she's doing she's reading at a charity event. For some reason, I think that more appeals to you, and I don't know why. That'll give you more confidence because you know you're doing it for charity, even though you get paid. But it brings money into the charity. So I don't know. If you can, I know there's one in New Jersey, in Margate, New Jersey, Atlantic City in the summer. It's a charity event, and I know a friend of mine is reading at that. She offered to read at that charity event. I think that would I think it would be a great venue for you, because I feel like you. I don't know why the philanthropic part came out, but I feel that would be something you would say, oh, well, even if I wasn't that good, which you are going to be great, it was for charity. I feel like that'll give you, and then the people there will give you the the accolades. That's what I'm hearing. So look and see if there's any charity, mind, body, spirit, charity events or anything, you know, that's around.
Oh, that's
there.
A good idea, yeah.
Yeah, or else just look at, like, psychic fairs. You know, mm-hmm. where are the psychic fairs in your area?
Yeah. Yeah, there's one actually that happens every year near me that I almost pulled the trigger on for this fall, but I didn't because I was just nervous. But I think it's a great idea. Can I ask one more? I know you have other callers, but
yeah.
I was wondering how do you manage your energy? That's another thing I'm worried about because I'm very sensitive to people's energy, and I'm afraid that I'll just get overwhelmed at a psychic fair or, you know, do you have to take breaks in between? Like, how do you manage your energy from one client or one person to the next?
You just have to shut it off like a light switch.
You have to clear it,
And you can't hang on. It's just like one will sit down, that one gets up, another one sits down. You're in that energy, different energy from everybody. So it's like the minute that person gets up, you clear your mind immediately.
Oh, okay.
You just clear. And if you can't and you're still hanging on to the other one, just silently say, angels, help me to shut this off so I can help this person. And as long as you're concentrating on helping the person, you know, and then if you start hanging on, why, just you have to completely release it. If you can't, get up, go to the bathroom, take a drink of water or something and come back.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, what we did 13 readings on Saturday. I did 15 on Sunday. So, you know, you have to. I was getting to the point where I couldn't, you know, if it was out of my mouth, it was gone. People would say, what did you say? And it was like, you know, once it's out of my mouth, it's gone. And that's kind of what I learned from Mom, too, is you just don't hang on to it.
Yeah, I never do. I can't even remember after I say something what I said. So I totally always do that. I mean, I just do.
Yeah.
You're going to be really good. You just need to get out there and just push yourself. I feel like if you call that one in the fall, are you talking about up near Woodstock?
No, it's actually it's a very small fair in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia.
Okay. Call up, because I would bet there's still booths available. Just do it. What do you have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm here, I might, like I said, I'm probably moving cross-country soon, but if I'm still here, you're right, I should just do it.
Just do it.
Well, Matt, I'll tell you what to do to practice. Anybody that will let you read for them, anybody that, you know, any friends, just a friend or whoever, you know, just say, I'm just starting this new career, and I read cards, and you're psychic, too. I can feel it. It's just that just read for everybody and anybody that will let you to practice.
I love that. And should you say, do you want me to read for you? Should you ask people or just let them come to you and not ask them?
Well, they're not going to come to you unless they know you're doing it, okay?
Yeah, right.
So it's just, you know, it's just like, say you have relatives or friends, and then once you do it for like two or three people, people just start coming.
Yeah.
It's like when you, when you start like reading at the fairs and you get your name out there, whoever, say the one person you read for has a relative in California, then you're going to learn to do phone readings. Then that person could have somebody in Florida. Then I don't do that. I channel readings before they call. So, but you're not going to do that yet, but you probably will. But just to get started, read for anybody, and then when you get going, why, that's how the business picks up. You get them all over the United States, even out of the country.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, come on my show and read, Matt.
Okay.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah,
you could do that.
I would put him on the spot right now because I always do that, but I've got too many other callers online. But I was going to say, okay, Matt, when you call up a show and you're psychic, be prepared to read the guests. And so,
wow,
we'd be your guests. But You're lucky I don't have enough time.
Right.
You need to be able
so
to
much.
Expect it.
And I'm like, well, maybe I should start my own blog talk show and have people call in when, you know,
that's
when
right.
I feel ready or excited to do that. So,
absolutely.
Thank you. I want to thank you guys so much. It really, really helps to get this, this like teamwork on these answers. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
okay.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
We love you. Yeah, pleasure's ours. And
you,
call
you
us back.
You can read for me anytime. So.
Me too. So I don't know if you'll be able to read for me. I'm too high up there, so no, I'm kidding you. Everybody reads for me. So good luck, and call back in. I mean, call back in anytime, and let's see what you've got.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I want to add this. I do feel that there is something that you're going to be singing at very soon, probably within about 3 weeks.
So you think it could
be
Lauren's wedding? First, you got to find her a man, and then you can sing at her wedding, and then I can be okay. Please put it out there. Bye.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Have a great day, Matt.
Thanks, you guys as well. Thank you.
Bye bye.
You know what? I love our show because we always get the greatest, friendliest, most talented, wonderful, sweet people. I just love them so much. So I have somebody asking me where they are in queue. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, not far. Whoever asked me, it is not far. So, in fact, 978, you are on with the girls. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You were
really
the one. The one who has asked me if they were how far they're down. I'm not going to say the number. You're next. So if you're still in queue, you're next. So, okay, go ahead. Hi.
Hi. My question is, I recently ran into a building obstacle, and I'm hoping that the people I'm working with are going to find a creative solution around it, wondering if I can get some insight around it.
Well, can we have your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
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 Okay, guys. Well, can I ask what your birthday is? I don't know why they're asking me that, but can I ask what's your birthday?
9/18.
Okay. So you are a Virgo?
I am.
Okay. I don't know why they asked me to ask you that. Okay, go ahead, girl. I got to go with the Virgo thing.
Okay.
That's my grandma's birthday, 9/18.
Well, maybe that's why. Oh, my gosh. Is your grandma trying to say hello to you, Brenda, on my show? I mean, you know, how crazy is that?
I know that is funny because you don't ask that question that often. So
no. Oh my God! And they said to me, I have to ask her her birthday. Spirit works in such crazy ways. I love you, Spirit. Okay, go ahead, Trish. Now it's your time.
Well, it's like, did you say a building permit?
No, I have a permit, but while they started construction, they ran into a couple obstacles.
You got to keep right on them.
I feel like it's still stuck. I mean, like, it's like I want to get behind them and push them, and then they're still not going to keep going. Is there, like, any legal issues going on, or?
No, there's no legal issues. It's a really small site, and they're having trouble getting in and out of it. So it's been it's delayed and taken some time that wasn't anticipated.
Well, I'm hearing attorney. Do you have an attorney about building?
I had an attorney when I was going through the permitting process. He's not involved now.
Because it's almost like I feel like I want an attorney that deals with construction just to be safe in case you need him to step in, him or her.
Okay.
So that's all I was hearing was they're doing it, but it's I want to say that it's like they're leaving your place and they're going and doing something else. Because I feel like I want them to stay and work there a little bit longer. I don't care if it's hard to get in or not. They took the job, so they need to do it.
Yeah, no, it's not. They're ready and able. They're waiting on another contractor to come up with. So it's a trucking situation, right, trying to get the right trucks in there.
Yeah, because it's so weird because I keep hearing environmental, but, you know, environmental could be like, you know, the reason why it's environmental is because it's a different lot. That's what I'm hearing.
That's,
it's a different, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's an environmental issue.
Yeah, so I hear that it's environmental. Let me tell you something, honey. That is not an easy one to, people are shaking their heads. I just keep seeing them shaking their heads. So what do you have to do to get them? I feel like it doesn't matter. They're telling me it really doesn't matter what you do at this point because it's going
to take.
Well,
it stopped. Yeah.
Yeah,
it stopped now because of this period in time. I'm seeing all kind of paperwork.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a lot of paperwork I have to fill out, but they haven't given me a complete solution yet because they're puzzled by part
of
it. Yeah,
they're shaking
their
heads.
Yeah, it's such a narrow street. It's hard to maneuver and get the right equipment in there.
Yeah.
You know,
did you ever see the movies of the old-fashioned fires when they have a fire and everybody has to carry buckets? It's like I'm seeing on this lot everybody carrying a little bit. Oh,
it makes
dear.
You know, that.
I don't think it could.
You know, I feel like I really feel that they want to come up with a solution too because they want their money. Apparently, you didn't. You know, there's money issue on the table. They want their money. You want your house. So I feel like that. Guys, are you picking this up? I feel like they're scratching their heads, but they really are trying to figure out a solution, but they just can't figure it out this second. So I do believe that eventually, I mean, if you keep pushing them, they'll come up with a solution. But you don't want to find a solution that's going to be, in the long run, more expensive for you, is what I hear. So I think that you're kind of in a rock and a hard place right this second. But I think that, like what the girls are saying about, you know, keep on it, I just believe that until they get it and they're, like, able to figure this out with the street and environmental stuff, you're not going to be able to push them. But I think that you can keep, like, at them. But I think that they want a solution, too. They're not happy either. I can feel them just shaking their heads, like, with holding their hat.
Right.
What are you
picking
up, Brenda?
I don't know. What part, may I ask what part of the country this is in?
New England.
New England? Because I don't know why I'm getting this, but I feel like, you know, my daughter lives in Savannah. When they excavate or when they get ready to build anywhere in Savannah, they dig up bones of people because it's the city built on the dead because there were so many slaves built and Civil War soldiers buried. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm seeing. They start to dig, and then they stop because they find something. Not saying they're going to find bones on your property, but that's kind of what it's like they start, and they stop, and they start, and they stop. That's kind of what I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, so far they haven't found bones, so I'm thrilled about that. But.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to find bones. I was just kind of, that's kind of what I was seeing, you know, is that starting, stopping, they start, and then, you know, they have to stop because they have to do other things or testing soil or do something, and then they start over again, you know.
You know, I wonder if I feel like they're telling me that it's either, I keep seeing the number 30%. So is it going to take them 30% longer because of this property or 30% more money? And that's what I'm, you know, are they asking you for more, are you going to have to pay more money to have this this other equipment or them to hand bring? So if
That's not even in question. I knew I was going to pay more money. I just am frustrated by the fact that they cannot get the right plan together to put it all together and make it happen, because every time they have a plan, they go and they visit the site and they say, yeah, this isn't going to work.
They want their money.
Well, I just feel stalled. You know,
yeah.
It's like stalled for the time being. And is it going to be finished end result? Yes, it will be finished end result. But it will cost more money and it's going to take longer than you thought.
Yeah. I have to move on, but I want to just tell you, I know you didn't get an answer I think you were waiting for, but we all see it. I do feel like, and you girls, you can put on whatever you want, but I do feel there will be a solution. It is not going to be an easy one for them, but it will get resolved. It's just going to be, you're going to throw your hands up. But you have to be on top of it, like to just remind them gently. But you're not going to be able to push them any harder than you can, because they have to get the right stuff, because they can't bring some of that equipment in, because it can break the street or break something if they do. So they are going to look for a solution, and I feel like it's coming slowly. So I don't think they don't want to do it. I feel like they're at a crossroads also. They want the money, but they just have to figure this out. Once they figure it out, though, I think it'll go pretty quickly.
Okay.
You know that guy on TV, he's up in New England somewhere. He has like a Saturday show. They need somebody like him in there that can go in there and tell them, this is how you do this, because he like can do anything. And he's
what,
on
restaurant
show
from
New
hell?
Yeah, I know
what's
what you
that?
Mean. This old house.
Yeah, that guy. I just feel
we'll
like he would
him.
Know the right people to call to get in there and get that done, you know?
Okay.
All right,
well,
good luck.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay,
good,
well,
luck.
Good luck.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Good luck.
Sorry. Good luck. We see it's going to I see it's going to be beautiful. It's just you're going to be frustrated.
Yes, it's going to be great when it's done.
Okay, I am going to put on 678. You have been waiting. Let's hope you're still there. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, ladies?
We are great.
Fine.
We have about yes,
good,
it's
how
me.
Are you?
Hi. Who are we speaking
yes.
with?
This is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina. I got about 8 minutes, so I would love to like just chat with you, but I know you want in. So please ask these wonderful women, girls, and moms, and me what you would like to know.
I have applied for a job for the post office, and I did a background check and the drug test as well, but I received a notification about another government job, more of a state agency, and do you see something coming through with either of them or something else maybe coming?
I was feeling more of the government job.
Both of them government.
I was thinking more the state agency.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, because I just, you know, I got like I meet the qualifications and everything, but, you know, of course I got to go through and forward it to a hiring department. So that's what I was saying, would I get an interview or something of that?
Quite
yes.
honestly, I think you're going to get both, because I feel like maybe the state agency is coming through first and then the post office.
Wow. That is crazy. And it might
yeah.
be like that.
You go, girl.
Are you feeling that, Mom?
Yeah, I just felt like the government job, I didn't hear the state agency. So I felt the same as you did. That's coming through first. But the post office is also going to be an opportunity. But I feel the better of the two of them is the state agency.
Oh, yeah. It, the pay is better. Yeah. And,
well,
that one's a little further out.
Well, listen, good. I mean, getting two jobs and hearing that you might or will or absolutely it's fabulous that you're going to get a job is wonderful. I want to put somebody else in before my 5 minutes because I only have these girls for another 5 minutes. So I am hoping
okay.
you loved what you heard.
Yeah, I was not saying that, but yay!
Yay!
I know. But did you, but you guys didn't see when it was coming in, though? Like, I don't know, as far as the interview or anything?
Soon.
Yeah, I'm feeling soon. It's like you might be for a couple interviews or something, but then I feel like not long after the second one, you got it.
Okay. All right, then. I'll keep posted. Thank you.
What's really weird, and then I'm going to move to the next caller. What's really weird is I'm hearing wear navy blue, and I don't know why. So take
yeah,
it for,
and I got a navy blue, and I got a navy blue suit. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Go for it, girlfriend. Have a great
all
time,
right,
and let us
you.
Know. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got to put one more on, guys. So we have about 4 minutes. So 770, I picked you up, and now I'm picking you back up again. But you've got about 4 minutes. Hi.
Hi there. This
Hi.
Is Maria, and I'd just like to know what you guys see in my situation regarding a car dispute.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria.
Okay, Maria.
You have an attorney?
No, not a responsive one. I'm trying to limit my expenses. That would be a last resort.
I almost feel you really need one.
Yeah, I feel like you might need one too.
It's like whoever you're, you know, I see you on one side, I see somebody else on the other side. On the other side, they've got a pretty good attorney. If you don't have one, it's just like you might not stand a chance is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
I know it's a regroup, but you've got to do it. It's that simple.
Okay, no
you
problem.
You can find someone. Yeah, you can
no
find
problem.
Someone.
No
okay.
problem. Anything else you're seeing? Any insight?
I feel happy. So it's evidently you're going to be happy.
Yeah. That's great.
I just feel like there's something else. There's a couple things in your life right now, the car thing and something else. And they're just being solved about the same time, and things are going good.
Okay. What is the other thing that you're seeing?
It's personal.
Okay.
But I feel
okay.
happy. So you're going to be very happy.
All right. All right. I have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to, I just put you on very quickly. Please call back anytime, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I am so excited. Leave it on a great note. Guys, we have 2 minutes left. I kind of cajoled you into an extra half an hour because you haven't been on for a while. And I love this, Annabelle, because actually you came for 90 minutes. So I wanted to
thank
you guys. Please tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Annabelle and Brenda, because we do this for a living. Annabelle and Brenda are great, great medium psychics, intuitives, and medical intuitive, everything that you can rock, Annabelle and Brenda do. So please tell them how to get a private reading with you, please.
My phone number is 330-484-4807.
My number, 330-209-7021.
Everyone, thank you so much, Annabelle
thank
and Brenda. You rock the house, and I hope to speak with you soon. And I will, I don't have a show tomorrow. I had to take one off because I have two doctor's appointments. I can't take this. And then Friday, I will see you with Wrap Up Your World with Bonnie. So have a great rest of your week, and I will see you on Friday. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Bonnie.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.